Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything White Horse and then some, sponsored by MSCR. We're your hosts, Stella
and Victoria.
Today we'll be talking about consequences with our school social worker, Miss Emma, and a local officer, Officer Vic. Let's get started.
Consequences, what are they? Well, Google says consequences are a result or effect of an action or condition.
And another definition, Isaac Newton said every action has an equal opposite reaction, which, okay, I know that's his third rule of motion, but I think it can also be applied to consequences. So let's get started.
So first off, we're going to talk about consequences in school versus real life.
Sure. In school, we follow this thing called a behavior education plan that's kind of outlined by the district. They kind of decide each year if it needs to be revised or changed, and they finalize what is the book that we follow, which is the behavior education plan. And through that, it basically shows us like what level of consequence you'll face for certain negative behaviors. So like if you get into a fight, a physical altercation, if you instigate a fight, if you cuss out a teacher, if you hit someone and they don't hit you back, like things like that, even like the most minute details, they're all outlined in the plan. And you can get suspended depending on what it is. You can get suspended in school, suspended out of school suspension, or just a phone call home if it's a minor thing.
So that would be mainly for in school, correct?
Yeah, so things that happen in school would follow in the behavior education.
Okay, so then for you, what would be like more real life consequences?
So in real life, there could be some criminal consequences that the youth or the teenager might face. And that can range depending on the severity of what they do. So I know something Miss Emma brought up was fighting in school. There's behavioral consequences within the school for that. But in real life and outside of school, you could be looking at battery charges, which could wind you up in juvenile corrections or in jail, depending on your age. And if it's a substantial battery, that could end up being a felony. And with that, you're going to end up with an adult or with a criminal record, even at a younger age. So that's a consequence that you might want to be paying attention to, fighting on the outside of school. Something else could be fines or costs, depending on, once again, the severity in the court case with that. Those fines could be the victim rights restitutions, judgment fees, probation fees. You could also be looking at fines or community service with that. Another consequence could be probation or house arrest. So those are all different types of consequences that youth can face. And in the state of Wisconsin, depending on the severity of that crime, you could be charged as an adult at the age of 14 or 16. So that's going to be your middle school, high school ages. And then at the age of 17, everybody's going to be tried as an adult. So that could be your juniors or seniors in high school. Just because you're still in school doesn't mean that in the eyes of the court and the law that you're not going to be charged as an adult for your consequences.
Yeah. All right, so how will consequences affect you in your adult life when you're out of school?
When you're out of school, you know, you're not really following our protocols. Like I would say that our consequences are less permanent. They're not going to like stay on your like adult record. That'll affect employment, or that'll affect your ability to get an apartment or get approved for a house. It won't affect your, you know, right to be able to vote. Whereas in your adult life, as Officer Vic was talking about, a lot of those things are affected. Like, you know, if you have like a pretty severe record, sometimes you won't get the job you might want. Like, there's a lot of jobs that will be off limits, or you won't get approved for that house that you'd want. Like, it could really affect your life for the rest of your life as an adult if you do certain things.
Yeah, and to build off of what Miss Emma was saying, those choices that you make in your, you know, middle school, high school age as a youth, those can absolutely follow you into your adult life. So again, if you commit a crime, whether it's stealing a vehicle, that's operating motor vehicle without consent, that's going to be on your record regardless of how old you are. So once you reach that 18, 19, 20 years old, and let's say you change that
your life around and you're doing better, that's still going to be on your record, and that's a consequence of your actions. And as she mentioned, putting in for housing, that's going to be difficult. Every job application you fill out, it's going to ask you, have you ever been charged or convicted of a felony? And if you have, even as, 17 years old, you're going to have to put that on your job application and answer to that well into your adult life.
So how can we teach kids about this? Like, how would we help them understand?
Mm-hmm. Like, an example, if a kid is getting into a fight, like, or something, and they're received, like, how can we give them consequences for that action mainly? Like, what would be, like, a good consequence in that, like?
So I feel like ideally in school, after you've had a suspension, you're readmitted into the school community after you come back from a suspension. Ideally, there would be more time spent on getting the kid back and understanding what they did and how, there was a school consequence, but this is how it might affect you later on outside of school. And then trying to restore any harm that was done, ideally would be good, so that not only are they understanding that, you could get a felony, but also you harmed somebody, you missed schoolwork, you were away from your community. And so, that was another negative thing that happened to you along with the punishment.
Yeah. I think you brought up a great point, and I think what you guys are doing right here is super important, and I commend you both for bringing this to light, because sometimes the youth don't realize that, because you had a fight in school and you get suspended, but then you get to come back, it may not seem like that important to them, right? But if you have this conversation with them and let them know that these actions outside of school could literally affect your adulthood and your adult life and your future, your jobs, your college career, all of that, I think that's really important to have that conversation with these youth as well.
I think it's also very important, because I see many youth, they're doing these things, and even though they are receiving a consequence, they may not put it into thought of how that can affect them in the future. I think that's something that many kids and youth today should also focus on thinking about, how can this affect me in the future? Because what I may be doing now may affect me differently because I'm a child, and when I'm an adult, if I do the same things, it can affect me in probably worse or probably better ways. It can vary on the consequence and stuff.
And I see a lot of people talking about how suspension isn't a great consequence, because these kids that are getting into fights, they don't like school, and that's why they're doing that. And if they get a suspension, they're outside of school, and that's what they want. They're receiving a reward.
Yeah. I think something else that's really important too would be getting to the root cause of what's causing these behavioral outbursts, right? Is there some type of trauma that hasn't been addressed in the home life, or some type of actions going on at school that aren't being addressed or not being seen, right? There's only so many staff members and how many students, right? So we might not be able to see everything here. So I think having the conversation with these youth about trying to get to that root cause of what's causing these behavioral outbursts as well is super important to focus on.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Do you think that right now what we have set up as consequences outside of school, such as, prison time, things like not being able to get a house after you have a felony on your record, not being able to get a job, are those fair or unfair, or maybe sometimes fair?
I feel like it can be fair, but when people try to fix it and they can't get a house and they can't get a job, it makes it worse. It makes it harder to try to fix their behavior. So when the goal is to get better, it makes it harder.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I feel like when somebody in the past, when they have maybe been dealing with something like in personal life, and that's how they were expressing themselves with that action and doing so, getting that consequence, I think it is one thing for them to understand that they shouldn't have done that, and for them to receive a consequence, it should be good for them to understand this is what happens when you do things that are wrong. But another thing is that I feel like when they receive that, they should be able to be like worked with, and like especially when people know, hey, this was going on in their personal life, I feel like that they should be worked with and be told, like, you need to understand how to do different coping mechanisms to help you get through things and how not to do these things in the future. And possibly, depending, like, varying on, like, the consequence, I understand, like, some things are more serious than others, but depending on what they are doing, I feel like it should definitely be talked to. And if they are willing to fix their actions, then that consequence should be a bit relieved because they're actually trying to fix themselves and things that they've done.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
And that's one thing that I know here in our community that we do with our youth as well. There's something called in the city called Community Restorative Court, and that's going to be for our younger youth up to, I believe, the age 24, where depending on their crime, I think there's like 5 or 7 crimes that they commit that fall under this Community Restorative Court. And what this is where the offender, so the person that committed that crime, the victim, and somebody from the community member, they all come together in this meeting point, and they kind of discuss, the victim is able to, you know, discuss how that crime affected them. The suspect may be able, or the offender may be able to talk about why they committed that crime, right? And then the community member is just kind of being there as an outside source, listening to this. And it's kind of like a healing circle in a way, and it's where the victim is able to agree on what the offender is able to do to kind of make things right, whether that's an X amount of hours of community service, whether that's paying back, let's say, a youth broke a car window and stole something inside, right? They can pay back what that would cost to get that window fixed or pay back what was stolen. And then if they are able to complete this program in its entirety, that that criminal offense will not be on their record. It will be as if they never committed that crime before. Another aspect in this is possibly therapy or counseling that the offender is able or should be partaking in. And again, if they complete this in its entirety, that record is not on, that criminal record is not on them anymore. So it's almost as if they never committed that. So that's something that we have in the city as well.
Okay. Can consequences put you in jail?
Yeah, they sure can, depending on what it is. And depending on your age, that'll, you know, affect like how much time you're serving in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can absolutely put you in jail. And even as, you know, middle schoolers and elementary, depending on your age and the severity of that crime, you could be taken to a juvenile retention center, which is essentially a jail for youth. And we have, you know, all age ranges in there from 10 years old to 15 years old and everywhere in between. And they can sit in there for months. You know, I go there sometimes on Thursdays and we do a cooking class with the youth that are in JRC, you know, and there's some that have been in there for 2-3 months. So it absolutely can put you in jail as youth, as well as, again, into your adulthood.
Consequences in your social life.
Yeah. I love that question. Yeah, there could be a lot of consequences in your social life. I'm sure you guys have maybe witnessed or experienced consequences in social life. Like if you say something mean to somebody or you hit somebody or just do something that is not nice, you're going to lose friends. And you will also be stigmatized as maybe someone who's not a good friend or somebody who hits their friends. And so that's really going to eliminate, you know, who you could be friends with or the kinds of people that you want to be friends with. And it also puts a label on you in school. Like teachers might, you know, look at you more often and be watching you more often because they know that you did something in the past. So it could really, you know, just maybe put a label on you as something that you don't want to be or aren't in general.
Yeah, I feel like that topic is difficult because everyone like has different morals, and personally, what I say is, like, it's okay to be mad at that person, but, like, don't be holding a grudge because you don't know what they were dealing with at that time.
Right, but, like, it's also on that person to communicate if they were going through something, through something, or, like, why they did what they did and apologize, because or else we could just let people do whatever to us. We also don't want people walking over us.
Yeah.
As friends. I think there's appropriate ways to do that, too, not, like, bringing a crowd of friends to approach somebody and confront them, because that could be seen as a threat, depending on who you are. So maybe, you know, if you're able to sit down one-on-one with that person and have a conversation, or ask an adult for support and get pulled into a room to have that conversation, too, in a safe space.
I feel like a lot of it is just, like, understanding that everybody deals with emotions, like, differently, and there's ways that generally just aren't good ways to deal with those emotions, but it's emotions and it's difficult, so communicate with them, but understand.
All right, thank you. So thank you so much for letting us talk to you guys. Any last words for us?
Thanks for interviewing.
You're welcome. So thanks for listening. Tune in next time for another episode of White Horse in the Know. White Horse is out.